whole day of Saturday joys full of meals such as reading The Count of Monte Cristo while his father worked in the busy weekend morning, clean up at the Skylark, and a regular good meal and a fairly good rest for the late afternoon. Then maybe a moment's lingering with the majority of non-celebrating Saturday night bums wrangled around in seated positions in the sitting room along the winter nights of which Neil endured aiming spitballs at plaster targets and at celestial ceiling cracks as big old clock tockety-tocked the Januaries away, and like in a movie. The calendars flapped, and still the land and the man survived, stood fixed and immovable in a blur flap of white pages representing time. Usually the man was Neil's dad, the land, Colorado, the occasion and occupation, hope, good boy hope for a change.